Hey, I'm Dan. I've got a good one for you today. This is I Allegedly. Here's some crazy stories that you haven't heard yet. Like, subscribe, let's get into it. First things first, the Super Bowl. It is anticipated this will be the most heavily bet Super Bowl in history. Bum, bum, bum. $1.8 billion will be bet in the Super Bowl. There will be 68 million bets placed on the Super Bowl. Wow. You can bet everything from the coin toss to how many first downs a team's going to get, who's going to kick the first field goal, who's going to get the first down. I mean, then you can bet scores and things like that. Then there's office pools where you bet the squares and all that stuff. But it is crazy. But this Super Bowl, which I don't care about, the only thing about a Super Bowl happening, it's a glorious day. It means baseball is just right around the corner for guys like me, which is fantastic. The Super Bowl halftime entertainment is going to be a man who goes by the name of Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny is an imbecile for a few reasons. Number one, how much does a person get paid to be the entertainment for Super Bowl? Gosh, you must get probably at least $1 million, maybe two, right? No, they get paid nothing. They get paid nothing. The NFL and Apple Music cover this guy's expenses to have him go and perform. So any of the show, you know, any of the stages, the lighting, all that stuff, they pay for, and he gets paid nothing. Now, instead of being a figure that, hey, listen, I want to bring everybody together, he was polarizing, has been just negative and saying things to turn people off ever since. So you know what? You got what you wanted, guy. You got this old man not watching you. I personally have problems with the National Felon League and have forever. So, whoa, Dan. Anyways, okay? We could talk about that. Great story that was sent to me from Laura in Connecticut. Alvin Waugh. Alvin Waugh was convicted this week. What did he do? He stayed at the luxury hotel of Motel 6 in June of 2021. And, I mean, he was staying there, bought a room, and then asked to go use the spa and the facilities at the Motel 6. And he wanted to go to the pool. And they said, oh, well, there's a separate fee to use the resort at the Motel 6. Again, there's a joke there. You know, resort, Motel 6. Okay. Anyways, it was going to be $10 to use that. And he was furious. I paid for a room. I don't get to use the hotel. Now think of the action broads that you would have at a Motel 6 pool. I mean, they would be, yeah, crack. It'd be, you know, just some quality trailer park, you know, broads. It'd be great. So he wanted to partake in that and was denied. So what did he do? He went back to his house, came back with a homemade semi-automatic pistol, and shot a man, unfortunately, by the name of Zishan Chaudhry. Mr. Chaudhry did not make it. And this man was convicted of murder this week and is going to go to jail for an incredibly long time when they sentence him. But again, who knew that when you stayed at the Motel 6, you had to pay separate for the pool? We all learned something new today. Isn't that fabulous? There was someone that worked at the Speedway gas station who's already started to get boycotted as a result of this, in that police agencies went to fill up gas and they go, oh, you guys are a member of ICE, so we're not going to sell to you. We're out of gas. No. Denied them. So it's going to create a boycott to all the Speedway stores. By the way, Speedway Gas is owned by the place that owns 7-Eleven. So that should be really good for them. Again, bringing people together, one story at a time. You know what I mean? Now, one thing that I got a kick out of in Minneapolis, and I thought that this was a joke when it was first sent to me, there are citizen patrols that are stopping cars, asking them for their ID, and making sure that they're not a member of law enforcement or ICE or anything that these people don't approve of. Now, the police finally showed up and moved these people over. I don't stop at, like, any pit stop, hey, we're trying to check for drunk drivers. Well, why? I don't drink. Do I look like I'm drunk? And we always have a conversation when they have those. One thing about here in Southern California is when they have those, hey, we're checking for drunk drivers, they do it and then they announce it and then they release it on Facebook and places like that. So it gets out so you don't have to go and drive through those if you don't want to. I'm trying to see if there's any coyotes. We're at the coyote place today. It's funny, there's all these signs. Please don't feed the coyotes. What moron would feed a coyote? Hi, how you doing? You look friendly. Ow, you bit me. So, gold and silver legislation in Florida takes place July 1st. I had one man that wrote me seven times. I'm not kidding. Multiple comments, emails that I misspoke about this law, which is, I want to make sure I get it right, which is a bill in the state of Florida that is, should I have this for you guys? Making sure that gold and silver are considered currency. And, God. Anyways, there you go, sir. Got the date right this time because I made a mistake and said it was February. Santander Bank is going to acquire Webster Bank for $12.2 billion. Once again, your bank is going to be merged. Santander is going to merge with Webster. We just had another big bank merger that finally got approved. And, this is not done. The nonsense story that you're being told is that this is going to make a healthier bank. One of these banks is probably getting gobbled up by the other one because they cannot make it. You cannot make a dollar of profit right now. That's how I see it. But you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. These people stopping. What would you do? Seriously, you're driving down the street and somebody stops and asks for your ID. Oh, I'm sorry, you're with law enforcement? No, we're part of the citizen patrol. Okay, thanks. T-Mobile is laying off 400 people. Again, cell phones. I have a T-Mobile account for one of my phones. You guys get your money every month on auto pay. You guys hurting that bad? 400 more executives getting laid off. Have you noticed it doesn't matter what you do, you have people getting laid off. The Dow Jones yesterday hit 50,000 for the first time. Over 1,000 point day increase, and everything is just wonderful. People are doing well. Ask the people that work at T-Mobile if they're doing wonderful right now, and they're going to tell you something different. The state of Washington wants to have a millionaire's tax. If you are lucky to make over $1 million, they want to tax you 9.9%. Is that insane? Again, all these states that lose business, I think it was Oregon lost Dutch Brothers, the coffee company, billions of dollars in sales, guys, a year. A company that is worth billions of dollars. It was basically started out with a coffee cart. So what do they do to treat that company good? Tax the crap out of them to where they have to leave and go to another state. Uh-oh, it's going to happen. Millionaires, now listen, this is the millionaire tax. You know, most of these rich people have houses other places. This is just their second home. We just want to get our share of the taxes. Imagine if four or five other states did this. Imagine their theory, if it was right. And let's say you're wealthy enough that you could own four or five houses, and you could sit there and go, Dan, if they make that much, they should be paying. Well, imagine 10% here, 10% there. You know, you want to get rich, guys. You want to get to the point that you can be comfortable and you could do nothing and you could have money that would make it so you didn't have to worry about getting up and beating your brains out every day. Oh, well, 10% here, 10% there. No. Again, municipalities and states that don't know how to govern, that don't know how to increase business opportunities, know how to do something much, much better, and that's tax the crap out of all of us. And again, you'd be surprised how many people start adding up their wealth, and they're like, wait a second, guess I do make more than that. There's more to cover on this. Let me know what you think. I don't see one coyote today. This is really disappointing. Because last time I was here, there was like half a dozen just roaming and playing and waiting to eat something. A few more to end this. Don't forget the private channel, I Allegedly Live, where we do everything uncensored. It's fantastic. I love doing that content for you, and you need to stay tuned. If you're on the email list, check your email over the course of the next day, because the email's going out with all the winners on it. Dun, dun, dun. Finally. Now, if you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com, but let's finish this with three more stories. First things first, Benjamin Rackle Damas, or as I like to call him, Dumbass. No, his name's Benjamin Rackle. He went to a restaurant and put down a debit card that he knew had no money on it and ate $64 worth of chicken wings and beers and had a really good time. Now, he left, didn't pay. Sorry, I'll be back tomorrow to cover the check. Came back the next day and said, hey, I left my phone charger here. Can you guys give me my phone charger? They're like, yeah, can you pay your check? Dumbass, Damas, Rackle, that guy came back for his phone charger. So what did they do? They called the cops, and before he could leave with his phone charger, they arrested him. God. Again, stupid, stupid people. Stupid. Yes, you're stupid. A Palm Bay man, went to rob a bank and asked for $1,000 in $100 bills and told the teller, I will be getting pizza next door. Let me know when you have the money. Okay, Dr. Marvin, strike again. This solid gold. Okay, so needless to say, the man was arrested for bank robbery. He's going to face a very long time in jail. Now, again, I could go on for an hour with these lovely stories, but you know what's funny is a man, and I got to get his name. I'll do two more. Okay, a man that was great. He was really into science as a kid, and checked out three books in 1976. Went and mailed them to the library and realized he never turned them back in after the number of days, because it was so stellar. Anyways, 1976, the guy checked out the books and sent them to the library 17,942 days late. Think about that. The guy should spend like 6 years in jail. So anyways, the guy just mailed them back in. And everybody thought it was really funny where you and I would be in jail right now for not taking care of that. Final story, which I'll probably do more on next week. More and more kids. And I'm like, kids asking for their parents for them to pay my bills. Hey, pay my bills. I'm your son. I'm your daughter. You need to do the right thing and help me out because life is so difficult. It's tough to be an adult right now. You know what? It is. It was tough when we were kids too. We didn't have the luxuries that you have. Having your face buried into a phone, and we had to go out there and get a job. Oh, you want to buy something? Go earn it. There's a record number of people asking their parents for money right now. Just say no, guys. Okay? Don't do crack. Don't give your kids money. Remember, that's served me really well. And you know what my kids do? Two things. They don't do crack, and they have jobs, and they're successful. Okay? Now they can come to town, and I'll buy them dinner, and they can borrow the car, and they can do all that fun stuff, but they're not deadbeats sleeping on my back bedroom, okay? Just think, when your mom comes over, she's like, wow, your kids aren't here. Isn't that great? Anyways, you get the gist of that. Make good choices, because I try to. Always send me these great stories. Laura, Dr. Marvin, Michael, Douglas, all these people that sent me this crazy stuff this time. Just thought I'd dedicate a day to it, so to feel it. Plus, don't forget Dow 50,000. Everything's great. You have all the money in the world. You should just be sitting there not working. You should be, you know, throwing money at your children now that I mention it. Anyways, let me know what you think. hello@iallegedly.com. Check your email over the course of the next day, because we're going to have that announcement, and it's going to be amazing. See you soon.